Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby and for Ricky Bevington. Three of the four remaining crew members aboard a crippled cargo ship off the coast of St. Simon's Island have been rescued and taken to local hospitals. Rescue efforts continue to reach the fourth. The vessel carrying 4,200 cars overturned Saturday. Since then, 20 crew members have been rescued. But Lieutenant Lloyd Heflin with the U.S. Coast Guard says there's still a lot of problems to address.
Threats to the environment, hazards to people and to the economy through the Port of Brunswick are continue to be addressed through a unified command headed up by Commander Norm Witt, the state of Georgia, as well as the responsible party.
An absorbent boom has been set up around the ship to collect any toxic materials. Coastal health officials have advised against swimming or wading on St. Simon's or Jekyll Island beaches as a precaution. The Atlanta School Board is not renewing their superintendent's contract. The announcement came after a closed-door meeting today discussing the future of Superintendent Maria Karstarfin. Karstarfin's contract expires in June of next year. She's had the job since 2014. The Georgia Department of Transportation says they've cut Metro Atlanta rush hour traffic by an hour in the morning and evening. That's in the year since GDOT opened the Northwest Corridor express lanes. There have been 7 million trips by drivers on the toll lanes in the past year. The express lanes run along Interstate 75 between I-285 and I-575 in Cobb and Cherokee counties. I'm Sophia Salvi for GPB News.